Bill Martinez live.
Like a flower that was crushed before it could bloom. Like a story just begun that ended much too soon.
Hello, this is the new song that is just being released along with the devotional package that is incredibly comprehensive and healing, as you can imagine. Becky Nordquist is with us. Becky, your voice with this song, Steve was exactly right. You were definitely the one to be singing this song.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. This is all being unveiled today, ladies and gentlemen, to coincide with National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Remembrance Day. And as Becky was sharing in the initial segment here, so many women. What are we talking about? The impact of women and families that have lost a child. Due to maybe a miscarriage, but you said there's much more. I mean, Infant Loss Remembrance Day, you know, covers SIDS, any child that was lost, right?
Stillbirth, and it's incredible, the numbers. And the thing is I'm not even confident that the statistics that we have are accurate, because so many go through multiple losses and there's so many that don't ever go to their doctors, so it's not really recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just unbelievable, and yet no one really talks about it. I was just speaking with a lady last night at a Wave of Light ceremony, and she said, you know, it's that secret club, and we talked about that. And I'm like, why? There are so many wounded walking. You know, certainly the conversation's come far, but it has not quite come far enough. And, I kind of say what's hidden, it's difficult to heal. Mm-hmm. And and having just the tribe, so to speak, you know, I mean, the common denominator amongst people who go through this is isolation. They feel alone, and you know, there's guilt and shame involved. I mean, I know that some people say, well, how could you feel guilty? Well, as a mom, you know, you're a life giver. You know, mm-hmm. That's how we were created, to be right. Nurturing and to give life. And so then suddenly, you know, with pregnancy loss, you suddenly are forced into participating in the death of your baby. And mm-hmm. So there's the questions of, did I not take my vitamins regularly enough? Should I not have been on that medication? Should I have eaten better, slept more, not carried that box around? You know, you go through all of those things, and there's just guilt. And, many women struggle to get pregnant again. And so there's some shame that they carry, and all of them, they don't lead to freedom, those three things. And I think there's freedom to be found when we join arms and we care for each other as a community.
Mm-hmm. And this is really what it's all about, is freedom, is it not? I mean, freedom in Christ, freedom in, I mean, God wants us to be free and to live life in its abundance, in all that it has to offer. And life gets in the way in this side of heaven, in this fallen world, and death is part of it. And when it happens, especially like this, it can be so devastating. But God knows. And this is what Before We Said Hello is all about. This combined music devotional book, because this is a devotional book. I mean, you talk about a small group study. You know, women, men may want to get together and, do this and go through this healing process. Because, as you said, you know, silently women, you know, go about their day. And like anything, even women who have experienced abortion, Becky, it just cycles in. All of a sudden, it's just like that. Your mind hits that part of the hard drive in your mentality, And it just, like, all of a sudden, you get this, like, mini crash and these emotions that come upon you, realizing, oh, my God, I've done this. But if you haven't brought it, you know, brought it to the Father, and you haven't, you know, mm-hmm. opened it up for healing, you continue to be enslaved and trapped and less free as a result of that. And that's not God's desire for us, is it?
No, and it is almost like we're wasting the cross. You know, and you know, if you look at, it's funny because we've had such opposition, and I'm like, Lord, why, you know, we're talking about pregnancy and infant loss, and he revealed to me those three things. He said, Mikey, look, isolation, shame, and guilt. Who is the master at using those?
Exactly.
It is our enemy. Mm-hmm. And what does he seek to do but destroy us? You know, kill, destroy, and render useless for the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you mentioned abortion, and I can't tell you the number of women that I have spoken with and prayed with who are sitting in our churches today in shame and fear because they don't want to come forward and be honest about where they've been out of fear of how the people will within the church will handle that. And, you know, Jesus died for all sin. Or he didn't die for any. We don't get to choose which ones.
Right.
And so there is mercy and grace. And I just, you know, if we can take a moment as the body of Christ and become the hands and feet of mercy and grace and love mm-hmm. and really reflect the love of Jesus to these women who are not just grieving sin, they're grieving their baby.
Right.
And that baby is in the arms of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, Becky, what I found, and I've had the privilege to, after the release of, because we work so closely with the producers and writers of the Gosnell movie and Unplanned, Abby Johnson, and in fact, we just had Ashley Brasher on the show and had an extensive interview with her. And, you know, the way God's using this young woman, I mean, it is phenomenal, and it's healing. But, you know, as I shared with the churches, I went and cautioned them and said, look, this isn't judgment, you know, because you'd be surprised how many people in the pews have been affected. You know, this is family impact, because we have mothers, we have fathers, and I've talked often on this show about the silent cry of Rachel that is happening in the hearts of men. Men are realizing, you know, in fact, I interviewed the writer for the upcoming movie, Roe v. Wade. And as we're talking, I'm relating to him about women and about the lie that, you know, that our culture bought into, and these women bought in, and all these women had bought into that, oh, it's nothing, it's just like a cancer cell, you're just cutting it out. And amazingly, if it was so inconsequential, why were women telling me, Bill, my child would have been 7 or my child would have been 13? And as I'm relating this to him, he starts crying and he goes, Bill, he goes, my child would have been 23 today. And I said, you know, this is the thing, is that men today are realizing that we've all participated in this, call it what you want, in this murder, infanticide, in this big lie, we've participated. But God's grace is more than enough. And we have to trust, that. And God wants healing for us all. And, you know, people that you're sitting next to in the pew at church, they carry the burden of this. And that's not God's intent. God wants us all to walk in freedom and grace and mercy, as you say. And look, we've made a big error, and the cross is big enough to handle it, isn't it?
Yes, he carried the burden so we wouldn't have to. I mean, and he wants, you know, he came so that we would have what? Life, and have it to the full. You know,
exactly.
When we're fully reliant, and anything that we lay down before his throne, he takes up. He takes up our ashes, and he gives us beauty back.
Amen. Amen. We're hearing in the background here, Heaven's Playground, which is the one that started it all for you, didn't it, Becky? Yeah. What a great cut. So how can people be in touch with you? We got about 30 seconds left, Becky Nordquist.
You can go to www.musicforthesoul.org, and everything's available there.
And you can listen to the full rendition of both songs, turn it up loud, and allow the Holy Spirit to come in and heal these wounds. God is more than enough, and we thank God for his mercy and grace. And we thank you, Becky Nordquist and Steve, for what you guys have been doing as well. Take care. God bless.